Come, let us sing to Adonai, let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let the earth and all living things praise the greatness of God. Let all people extol the glory of Adonai. Creator God, you made us in your image. When Adam's form was molded out of clay, you breathed on him that he might live and waken to see the wonder of that primal day. The loving Abba of all things created, you made them good to flourish in your sight. But we have sinned against your holy purpose and darkened what came forth from you as light. Restore to us the likeness we have tarnished, and cleanse us in the furnace of your grace, until we have been purified like silver, and once again we can reflect your face. We thank you, Abba, Word, and Holy Spirit, for all the beauty that the world retains. In spite of sin, your glory lights creation, your ancient and unchanging truth remains. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Have mercy on me, O God, in your loving kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. I know full well my misdeeds, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Yet you look for truth in my inmost being, and teach me wisdom in my heart. Purify me, that I may be clean. Wash me, make me brighter than snow. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Deliver me from death, O God, my Savior, that my tongue may sing of your justice. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. You have no delight in sacrifices. A burnt offering from me would not please you. The sacrifice you accept is a humble spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not reject. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The sacrifice you accept, O God, is a humble spirit.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near through the blood of Christ. It is He who is our peace and who made the two of us one by breaking down the barrier of hostility that kept us apart. In His own flesh, He abolished the law with its commands and precepts to create in Himself one new person from us who had been two, and to make peace, reconciling both of us to God in one body through His cross, which put that enmity to death. Thanks be to God.
You once were far, but have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For He is Himself our peace, and has made the two of us one. You once were far, but have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For He is Himself our peace, and has made the two of us one. He came and proclaimed the gospel, peace to you who were far, peace to those who were near. For He is Himself our peace, and has made the two of us one. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. You once were far, but have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For He is Himself our peace, and has made the two of us one. Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents, and simple as doves. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves.
May we have patience with all things, especially with ourselves. May we trust that you are in charge of all things today and will take care of all things tomorrow. Shield us today from suffering, or give us unfailing strength to bear all things with joy. Help us to be at peace in the present moment and to dismiss all anxious thoughts and imagination. May we not wish to be anything other than who you made us to be. When we wander away from the shelter of your love, lead us back to you with quiet and simplicity. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Holy One and God of endless compassion, you are the praise of all your saints and the joy of all creation. Direct all our actions by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, and further them on with your continual help, so that every prayer and work of ours may always begin from you and through you be brought to completion. For yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May God lead us safely through all things, and when we have reached the end of our strength, may God surround us with loving arms of compassion. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.